Let's talk cards. Zach Blackerby, Jamie Crossan, hanging out with you, talking cards. And goodness gracious, like you think of the magnitude, 14 million at PSA. And it sounds like they're going to open up the bulk submissions again when it hits, what, five? And so
that's the rumor.
It's like November, December, January. Like that's a long time, Jamie. And there's going to be a lot of people sitting, not wanting to spend $80 a card to grade. So kind of fascinating to see what people do here.
Yeah, they're predicting November, December, like you just said, Zach. I'll believe it when I see it. Every time PSA gets close to catching up, submission surge. And the other component is, it makes me wonder how many high-end cards are coming in that are people that are willing to pay that $80 for, like, some of your bigger sellers, repackers, different people, whoever operates mostly in that beyond bulk value realm.
Right.
I'd be really interested to see how many of those cards because are coming in because that's not just going to stop. So that you've got to figure out, you've got some holes in the boat, so to speak. So you may have plugged up a lot of the bigger gaps, but how many of those cards are in that higher submission? I think that's a fascinating question.
Yeah. And it'll probably grow, right? Like if that's the realm you're comfortable in, especially grading, those are the cards that you got the most upside with grading already. And so does that, change how you approach it? Are you looking specifically now for case hits, which a lot of people did that anyway? So yeah, these are the ones worth sending in. I mean, especially like with Topps Chrome now, I've heard kind of mixed reviews and had mixed reviews on, what the quality is of all of those, but low numbered quarterbacks, like for you to really capitalize on that, you need that stuff back before the season starts. You don't want a Jackson Dart or Cam Ward coming back in December. So
not at all.
So you got to pay up for those anyway. And
right.
And like last week we kind of talked about the fatigue of it all. I don't fully know what the right strategy to recommend is. Like for me personally, I'm just chilling for a second when it comes to grading. I'm focusing more on PC right now. And if there are players that I think are underrated and undervalued, I am buying those. But look, the safe, like when everything's crazy and there's a lot of uncertainty, go with the safe bet. And that's Tom Brady, LeBron, Pat Mahomes. Like the GOATs, I think right now we're already trending. I think that boat, the GOAT boat, is going to continue to sail even faster over the next several months, especially leading into the National.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I think I couldn't agree more. You brought it up in your opening segment or your opening statement about the 14 million. So what was interesting about that is when PSA announced that they would be halting the value bulk, they were at 10 million. And within five days, when they actually turned it off, they jumped to 14 million in backlog. So you would have to assume that the majority of that were people submitting that bulk, just getting all their bulk in. You see it all over Instagram. You see it in the chats in different places. And so the target backlog, what they've said is 5 million. 5 million is when they will turn the faucet back on. Bulk will open again. So
Jamie, that day they turn it back on, their site's going to crash.
Oh, I mean, totally, man.
For folks who, let's assume another grading company doesn't emerge and become acceptable and somewhat equal in the market by then. And you've got these folks that are just kind of holding on to cards. I mean, there's a new release coming out every week, it seems like, with Tops. I mean, it's churning it out. And so, if you've got your baseball and your basketball and your football and all that in a nice stack, by the time it turns back on, you're going to have so many people eager and ready to send stuff in again. I mean, they're going to get several million, like within hours of them turning the faucet back on.
Totally agree. What do they do? Yeah. It's I think it's just a perpetual problem, if you want to call it that. And not a bad problem to have if you're PSA, I guess. I mean, that revenue feels like you're going to be in business for a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, do they have an incentive to bring back bulk quickly? I don't know that they do. What are your thoughts on that? And also, I'd love to hear this, Zach. You kind of indicated a second ago with people that are – there's between now and then, with all the releases that are coming, you're going to get – quite a few case hits. You're going to get quite a few low numbers. You're going to get some super fractors. You're going to get all, and some of that stuff will, people will bite the bullet and they'll spend $80 to get it back quickly.
Right.
That will happen. But if you're not just setting aside tons of money for grading, like most of us are not, you're probably going to, like, you're probably going to set it aside or you're going to find somewhere else. So as a consistent grader like yourself, what are you doing? What's your street?
I don't know. There are a few, like, there are cards that I don't have any issue spending $80 to grade. I have a Ramondre Stevenson card there that I sent by itself, and I did the $80. That was before it shut down. That was like the week before it shut down. And so I sent that along with some bulk stuff as well. But, there is some PC stuff that I'm really considering getting a submission ready to go to Beckett. And I was looking at BGS stuff, and their turnaround times right now are 75 business days. So, I mean, that's still what, 4 months?
Yeah.
But I am considering that. But a lot of that's PC stuff, and it's not going to be stuff where, like, I really care what the resale value of it is. And a lot of it's one of ones too, that I just kind of want encapsulated. And I just think it's safer to send it to BGS at this point than to SGC. SGC, you used to like the trade-off used to be you'd get your cards back in like 2 weeks. And now it's
right.
Now it's like not that much different than other places, which is kind of a bummer what they've done to SGC since they bought it. Yeah. So
totally agree.
Like, all right, so if the time's not that much different, the cost is that much different. Like, I trust the brand power of BGS way more than SGC at this point. Prefer SGC 100%. Slabs. I love SGC slabs, but yeah, might as well go with Beckett with all the factors considered. But that's all for PC stuff. As far as resale, I don't know. Probably just keep it raw right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's my strategy. I don't grade a lot, as you know. I have a lot of cards that I'm setting aside that are PC, but I think for me, I want to see them in the PSA. And it's not even necessarily for resale and value, even though I'm aware of that. I do think that does play a little bit into my psyche, though, because if something happens to me down the road, or if I never sell these cards and, you know, will them to my children, I'd want them to have max value. And
that's a part of it. Yeah.
Like it or don't like it, that's PSA. So my question to you, if you are considering sending off some cards to Beckett, are you happy with that? Like, do you like the look of it? Would you be satisfied with that? Or do you think it would be a situation where down the road you cross it over, break the slab, have PSA regrade it?
Depends what the pricing would be on that. If it goes back to $25 a card, I'd be fine cracking it and sending it back to PSA.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff that I'm probably going to send in the next few weeks are one of ones. So I do feel like it matters a little bit less. Yeah. And several of them are like RPAs and patches, which I've always preferred those in a BGS slab. Just have. I don't know why.
Interesting.
So that stuff is fine. That stuff's fine. But would I consider cracking one day? Yeah, I would.
Yeah. And so to me, when I think about that, I'm with you. I think that if I'm going to crack it anyway, let me just sit on it and hold it. Yeah. Here's a question. If value doesn't return, like if the value bulk, say it doesn't, let's say they keep kicking the can down the road.
Mm-hmm.
It does not return. Who benefits most? Is it SGC? I don't think it's SGC.
It's got to be BGS. Or, I mean, PSA is grading more Pokemon than anything else right now. And I do think the discussion with sports card grading and Pokemon card grading is different. So there's honestly more of an argument for tag or CGC benefiting more.
I mean,
you don't really see Pokemon cards in an SGC slab, and then you will see people chase black labels for BGS, and so that could be part of it. But I don't know. Right. If it doesn't come back, I think a lot of people would win from it.
You think one thing that it's impacting me is raw selling. I sell a lot of raw anyway, but
yeah,
if, like I said earlier, I have a big stack of cards that are mostly PC that I would have, I accumulate slowly about, you know, a group of cards that I'm considering sending or will send, but it takes me a while. I'm certainly not on a regular regiment like you are, like Elijah. I don't do it that way. I would rather just sit on it and wait till I have like a good solid submission. And so effectively that's pushed me out of grading for a while. I have considered Beckett. I like the look of Beckett. I really like the way that the Becketts in the old NBA slabs with patches, to your point earlier.
Yeah, they look good. Yeah.
I think they look really good. I just don't know. I don't know how I'd feel about sending it into Beckett though. I just don't have
Beckett slabs. I've got like, I think I have three.
Really?
I have three Beckett slabs. And then I've got a decent amount of like SGC just from PC stuff. I liked SGC before collectors bought it. Yeah. And a lot of that has to do with like, are people sending, just looking at my PC stuff. It's like my main PCs are Ramondre Stevenson, a couple of other Patriots, and then like Charizard and Mewtwo. Yeah. And like, you're not sending a lot of high-end Charizards to Beckett. You know, you're not sending that stuff in. So
you would pay the $80 for some of those higher end Pokemon cards. Yeah.
Yeah. High end Pokemon. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think that's what PSA wanted to accomplish in a lot of ways. I think one was the workload. I think they needed to make this decision in order to be able to even hope to catch up, because turnaround times had gotten so ridiculous.
There's people screenshotting, putting on Instagram that their return date is 2027.
It's unreal.
The ones we got in a week before the close, their estimated return time is like November 17th. We have a bulk Pokemon and a bulk sports, and I think they're both November 17th.
You think there's any chance that they meet that deadline?
No shot. Dude. Actually, so we found this. If you send a submission that has bulk in it in the same box as something that's Express, which is what we did. There's a Ramondre Black Shimmer in there that as an Express. The bulk gets put in process earlier. So there is a shot that it beats that.
So it's a hack, basically. You found a hack.
I've seen other people talk about that. We discovered it, then other people started talking about it. Like, I don't think that's really a secret. But like, they have to take the cards out of the box.
Certainly.
They have to.
Right. So you might as well push those forward. Yeah, I've heard other people talk about that too.
Yeah.
I just think, is PSA's $5 million card target realistic? And I think what you said earlier is going to happen. I think the second that they announce that they're back with the value bulk, it's going to surge. Dude, it's going to surge.
Or if I was collectors, I would strongly consider saying, there's a real chance we don't ever open up value bulk again. And then you just hope it gets pushed to your other companies, BGS and SGC.
That's right. They do own BGS, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
They recently acquired them, I think, in the last few months. I always forget that.
The reason, like, you know, we're in the sports side of it, and I'm in the Pokemon side of it too, but those grading numbers, I think the reason they're doing that is they don't want to lose all the Pokemon subs.
Yeah.
I don't think they want to lose all the Pokemon subs to CGC and Tag.
I mean,
Tag had to halt theirs too. I don't know if they've started back, but saw an announcement last week, Tag had to halt their submissions.
Do you, being from the TCG world, do you think that there is a real possibility for CGC to rise? Because I've heard a ton from, and I've seen this as well, when I go to card shows and different things, I see a lot of Pokemon in CGC. Has that ever been a draw for you?
So to me, CGC is similar to SGC. I like CGC. I can't put any cards in there because I can't move it. Really? Now they can't, the pristine tens can move, which is their version of like a black label. Those move, but anything else is like untouchable. It's just like, it might as well be raw.
Really?
Yeah.
So I've had a few experiences with like Shohei and CGC and have moved
that.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
Yeah. I mean, I had a CGC probably a couple months ago. I had a CGC Shohei that I moved in one of my sales and moved it fine. So it made me pause. I'm not going looking for a CGC.
Yeah. I think Shohei is probably a different story, right?
Yeah.
Like if a CGC, one of the hottest cards at the show I saw last week was the Mega Charizard from Evolutions, where it's got Charizard, Charmeleon. It's got all the the evolution line there. And in a PSA 10, it's like a $25-ish $100 card. And so like, it's a card it's desirable. It's got a lot of people's favorite on it, and the artwork's incredible. It's a hot card. I think it's more common than people realize. That's why I've held off on it. I really want one. But I saw a few of those in CGC 10s as well. And it's like, it's cheaper. It's cheaper. Same card. Yeah. Is it worth $800 different? I don't know.
Here's a question I've always had, Zach. I'd love to get your opinion on this. Is there any substantial confidence, I guess would be the way to say this? Do you have more confidence in PSA versus the other grading companies? What's your confidence level in CGC's grading process or SGC?
I don't have a 100% confidence in any of them. But it's what the market sets. I have confidence that people will buy PSA slabs. So that's it. But and so many people are like, well, tags AI, and this does seem like a process that could be AI focused. Like that does seem like this could be part of it. But you're seeing a lot of people crack. There's a lot of videos out there of people cracking PSA 8s and PSA 9s and send them into tag, and they get 10s with tag.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Does that mean PSA and them were wrong, or does that mean tag was wrong? I don't know.
I think eventually, from a manpower, we're seeing this, not to delve away from cards too much, but we're seeing in our society a growing increase of AI being implemented, people losing jobs. This seems like a prime field for that to happen. Like I'm talking PSA, I'm talking Beckett, I'm talking all of them. It makes sense.
We see all the things where like somebody cracks one and it comes back either higher or lower. And I just feel like that shouldn't happen as much as it
right.
is. I mean, especially with these reports coming out where somebody's spending like 5 seconds on a card. And while we're like inspecting and it's grading, you got the magnifying glass and you're checking all the corners. Like, well, if they're not doing that, then what are we, what are we doing? So
Here's a grading question. You've graded a lot more than I have. I'm sure you've seen a card before. I have one right now that I'm thinking about in my collection. It looks perfect on the front, and on the back, it has just a tiny little corner on the back, bottom left, back, bottom right, top two up top. Fantastic, look good. It'd be a PSA 10, or theoretically, if the guy enjoyed his breakfast that morning, it'd be a PSA 10. If he didn't, maybe an 8. But when you see little imperfections like that as you're in the grading process, is that something that you
depends what the upside is. So if it's raw and it's like, if it's low pop or whatever. So this actually happened with, I forgot the set that it's from. But there's like a Mega Dragonite card this happened. And it's like, it was worth the $25. Now, this is a different conversation now with the price going up, but it's the same exercise, right? Like, I'm going to bet it's close. I'm going to bet $25 for like, I think the difference when we calculated was like $600 difference. We're like, we're just going to bet $25 for $600. And if not, like, I paid the cost of what a 9 is.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's worth it. It's worth the risk.
Yeah. So
that's especially because those, it had two spots on the back. And sometimes it seems like the back matters and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. And that really is my question for someone as seasoned as you are in the grading.
We've seen portion. Both. It's so inconsistent, which is part of the problem. And look, yeah. I'm not a huge fan of tags holders, but I bought one tag card of I PC LeChonk, which is a pig Pokemon. He doesn't have any cards, so it's he's new. But I bought, there was a cheap one on eBay, a Japanese tag 10. Have you seen a tag holder?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So like there's a you can scan the QR code on it and it tells you everything that's wrong with the card. And the exact centering down to, you know, the thousandth or whatever. And it's cool. Visually, that's super neat.
That is super neat. I don't love the look of tag, but I love either. That feature.
And they're super flimsy. This is an older one. They've apparently like changed it, but there were videos of people just like cracking them like super easy to get the card out. And like, it feels cheap to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't mind the, and there's been folks that have like 3D printed and like artists that have made like cool things. Since it's clear, it allows you to do kind of some things as far as like putting them in a holder that looks neat. Like I like that aspect of it, but I don't know. I don't like the feel of the holder.
Yeah. Yeah. I was interested to see what your thoughts were about that.
That's my same thing with CGC as well. I like how CGC looks, the newer ones. I like that they moved away from the blue, but it's still, they feel different. I like SGC, like they're thick, they're firm.
Yeah.
Like Beckett's the same way.
Yeah.
So,
personal
preference thing, I guess. But as far as the market, it doesn't seem to matter.
Yeah. I'm thinking about for PC cards. I mean, I have a LeBron. I think I mentioned this before. I have a LeBron, Curry, Kyrie and Clay quad patch game used. I think it's either flawless or immaculate. And it's from the 2016-17 finals. And just for a LeBron fan as myself, just an iconic all day long borderline grail card. It's not, I consider grail sort of the more higher end expensive card. So it's not super duper expensive, but it is a grail type card in the sense that I love it.
Yeah. And I'm like, am I going to see this again? Am I getting another crack at this? That's kind of how I've looked at deals. And like one of the cards that I bought this past weekend, I've been looking for a hot minute. I mean, similar situation to the Celebi. There's a specific Mewtwo I've been looking for. It was at a PSA 7. I'm like, I haven't seen this and I've been looking for it. And I'm like, the guy asked $100 over last sale. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't budge. I'm like, I even threw in other cards. And he's like, I'm not budging. I'm like, yeah, no, I want it. I want it. So
And that's the fun part, man. I mean, we were talking about that last week. That's really kind of what lights the fire. So really cool, man.
Yep. All right. Jamie, how can people check out everything you've got going on?
You can find me on the Instagram that we share, Let's Talk Cards Pod, as well as JTD147. You can also find me on Facebook. My name is Jamie Cross. You see it right there. Hit me up. Let me know. We're always selling, buying, trading, talking cards. So we'd love to hear from you.
Please like the video. Please subscribe. And if you're tuned in on audio, please subscribe and leave us a review. Helps the show out a ton. We'll see you next time. This has been Let's Talk Cards.